Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on OklahomaFarmReport.com, joined by Mr. Tom Leffler over at Leffler Commodities. Tom, during the trading this week in the grains, been kind of one eye open and ready for the USDA supply and demand report numbers out this morning. How did we come out?
Well, Ed, if you want to talk about one eye open, when the report came out at 7:30 this morning, we opened both eyes for everybody as it was a negative report across the board, corn, wheat, and soybeans. The corn crop came in at 10.725 billion bushels above the trade estimate and above last month. The corn yield, 122.3 bushels per acre above the trade average estimate and above last month. Soybean crop is now 2.971 billion bushels above last month and above the trade estimate with a yield of 39.3 bushels per acre above the trade estimate and above last month. The same trend continues for our U.S. ending stocks. Corn ending stock, 647 million bushels above what the trade was looking for and well above last month. The soybean ending stocks, 140 million bushels above the trade estimate and above last month's USDA estimate. And the wheat ending stock, 704 million bushels above the trade estimate and above the USDA estimate last month. And when you look at these numbers a little closer, some things that happened there, the corn, we did not see any changes in export sales or ethanol usage according to the USDA. But in the soybeans, they increased export by 80 million bushels, and the wheat saw exports lowered by 40 million bushels. Now, to even add insult to injury, we was expecting to see a little higher numbers in the world numbers, but the USDA, instead of lowering those numbers, I should say, increased them all. The world soybean stocks were increased by almost 2.5 million metric tons. The corn ending stocks were increased by about 0.75 million metric tons, and wheat ending stocks were increased by a little bit over 1 million metric tons. Of course, our increases here in the U.S. added to those increases in the world. So we've had a negative trading period already this morning. We have bounced off the lows, but it's a long time till the 2 o'clock closing.